Ramadan isn't complete for these Muslim Americans without helping those in need. During this holy month, several local organizations go out of their way to collect charity for the poor. At this Islamic center in Detroit, Michigan, the whole community is invited to share a meal.
This is a daily community iftar that is held by the ICD every day for the community at large, for the Muslims that are fasting, and for the neighbors and any visitors that would like to visit.
Among those who have come here to break their fast are students who are living away from home. Refugees coming from crisis-hit parts of the world, like Syria, are also invited.
The purpose of it is that no one breaks their fast alone, so that all families, if anybody's new to the United States, if anybody is alone maybe, or they don't have family here, or sometimes students and at universities, they're studying here and they don't have their family here.
Throughout the month of Ramadan, compassionate Muslims here in Michigan boost their charitable efforts and donate more money and food to support those in need. During the day, kids at humanitarian organizations like Zaman International that focus on marginalized women and children get busy wrapping gifts to give to other children in preparation of Eid al-Fitr that marks the end of Ramadan and is celebrated by all Muslims around the world.
Today we're all gathering here to wrap presents for the needy kids that don't have any presents.
I'm wrapping gifts for Eid, and I just want the people to feel like me when I open gifts for Ramadan on the day of Eid.
We're wrapping presents to help people get presents for Eid because a lot of people don't have them, and it's kind of sad because the point of Ramadan also is to give back and help everyone come together as one.
Among other organizations, Zaman has provided boxes of food for 150 families and plans to distribute Eid gifts to 320 kids aged 0 to 16 years old. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Detroit, Michigan.